got some people who take the law into their own hand and decide to go out and hurt innocent damn people, man. That's what I'm talking about. That violence and that bias that's being played out on us is on purpose. And until we figure out that who they doing it to and why they doing it, then we call it a damn quagmire, man. And what can we do about the environment? Not a damn thing. You see, I just saw yesterday I was sleeping. They shot up a rocket. I stay right down here by the rocket shooter. So they shooting up rockets every 2 weeks. Ain't nobody talk. And I looked at the fire came first when I saw the reenactment, because I usually try to watch them because I can see them from here. And what I saw was first, before it even took off, just a whole bunch of pollution came out. Black smoke. The dirty shit. So, and then the big fire came. So we got a lot of work to do. They ain't trying to heal us. They ain't trying to help us. We got to help ourselves, man, if we want to stay here, if we want to live on this planet any longer, because they figure they can go up and out of space. I'm looking at it right now. Do what they want to.
You're live from NPR News. I'm Giles Snyder.
You know what I mean?
The COP26 climate conference has ended in Scotland with what's being called a landmark agreement, which nevertheless falls short of the summit's goals. Vicky Barker reports from London.
11th-hour interventions by China and India meant the first-ever reference to phasing out coal in a U.S. climate agreement was weakened to phasing down instead, leaving conference president Alok Sharma fighting back tears.
May I just say to all delegates, I apologize for the way this process has unfolded. I'm deeply sorry.
Sharma's final statement was interrupted by a standing ovation from delegates who leave Glasgow with the hope that new commitments at next year's COP27 climate conference in Egypt will keep plans and pledges to limit global warming on track. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
The Biden administration's climate envoy, John Kerry, says the negotiations were tough, but that the talks ended with unified commitments to fighting climate change. He says the focus must now be on implementation and following through. President Biden will be hosting a Three Amigos summit this week with leaders from Canada and Mexico. It will be the first such gathering since 2016. Dan Karpinchuk reports there are several issues likely on the agenda for Canada.
The November 18th meeting is formally known as the North American Leaders Summit. For Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, it will be his first in-person visit to Washington since Biden became president. In a statement, Trudeau's office outlined priorities for the summit, which include finishing the fight against the coronavirus, vaccines, the climate crisis, and building an economic recovery that works for everyone. Some sticking points include an ambitious economic and social spending package from the Biden administration, concerns about the Buy American policy, especially on government contracts, which leaves Canadian companies out of the bidding, the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline, and a showdown over softwood lumber and dairy products. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Protests broke out in Dutch cities last night as residents and business owners protested against a partial coronavirus lockdown. Terry Schultz reports the Netherlands imposing the new measures for at least the next 3 weeks to try to combat a surge in COVID-19 infections.
The Dutch government has ordered shops, bars, and restaurants to close at 8 p.m. Sports events must limit the number of spectators, and people may only have 4 guests per day in their homes. In the northwestern city of Leeuwarden, riot police clashed Saturday night with protesters, and in the southern city of Breda, bars and restaurants stayed open, defying the order to close early.
First Lady Jill Biden is heading to Texas today. She and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy are to visit the country's largest children's hospital in Houston as part of efforts to promote the COVID-19 vaccine for younger kids. This is NPR. The FBI is investigating a breach of its email system, saying it's an ongoing situation. The agency said this weekend that hackers compromised its email servers and that tens of thousands of spam messages were sent, warning of a possible cyber attack. The FBI says the hardware impacted was quickly taken offline upon discovery of the issue. A strike at Kaiser Permanente has been averted. Thousands of employees in Oregon, California, and 6 other states had planned to walk off the job tomorrow. but the unions representing them have reached a tentative labor agreement. Americans have gone on a shopping spree during the pandemic, and NPR's Raphael Nam reports this week Wall Street will be focused on whether that spending has remained strong.
From cars to iPads, households across the country have spent a lot of money buying new stuff over the past year. Strong consumer demand is generally a good thing, but this spending has been so strong it has hurt supply chains across the world, which in turn is leading to stubborn shortages of many products. That's one key reason why inflation is at a 30-year high. This week, we'll get new indications of consumer spending, with the holiday shopping season just around the corner. The government will release retail sales data on Tuesday, and we'll get earnings from some big retail chains, including Walmart and Target. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
The Hall of Fame linebacker Sam Huff has died. He was 87. The Associated Press is reporting that Huff died of natural causes in a hospital in Winchester, Virginia. Huff's NFL career spanned 13 seasons. He helped the New York Giants reach six NFL title games and was a popular player and game announcer in Washington, D.C. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include John Herman, who notes that UNICEF is helping to deliver 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines in 2021 equitably. More at unicefusa.org/endthepandemic.
WMNF is accepting volunteer applications to be part of our on-air team.
And welcome. This is Latinx.
Welcome to the Soul Kitchen. It is I, your resident chef, Big Eddie G.
Join your favorite voices on 88.5 FM, WMNF.org, and our HD channels. If you've always dreamed of being on the radio,
I would love to be on the radio.
Now's your chance.
Join your listening-supported radio station, WMNF.
Apply under the programming tab at WMNF.org.
The ukulele, the instrument from Hawaii, is now one of the hottest instruments in rock. Even Eddie Vedder plays the ukulele.
'Cause all my time is spent here, longing to belong to you.
Uke It Out, WMNF's sixth annual ukulele festival. There will be over a dozen ukulele performers, including Apple Butter Express Duo. You'll hear reggae, rock, blues, country, and more. Plus, there's a Beatles jam open to all ukulele players and a Muddy Waters of the Ukulele contest.
Man, yeah. I'm a full-grown man.
WMNF's sixth annual ukulele festival Friday, December 3rd at New World Brewery in Tampa at 7. And Saturday, December 4th at Cage Brewing in St. Pete at 4. Tickets $17 advance, kids 12 and under free. Go to WMNF.org or 813-238-8001.
Proof of a negative COVID-19 test result taken within 72 hours before the show is required for entry. Or proof of full vaccination may be substituted for a negative COVID-19 test result.
This is a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases his tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs.
Yeah. It's the Sunday Forum.
Funky
We're
dog.
Back. November 17th, 1911. The greatest fraternity to ever walk this planet. The brothers of Omega Psi Phi fraternity were born on the campus of Howard University. The best thing that ever come out of Howard University. Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
One more sign, feel like that. One more sign, in the sky. No white dog in
Happy birthday to all the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. No, today is not Founders Day. We got three more days before Founders Day on November 17th. But we just had our Founders Day gala last night here in Tampa.
What happened at the gala?
You know what happened at the gala. I can't tell you. What happens at the gala stays at the gala, kind of like Las Vegas. Yours truly was unable to attend because of my granddaughter's birthday, but I was there in spirit. Way to go, brothers. Way to go. Now take it easy now. I know y'all know your church. Don't step out your car and start hopping. I've done it before. It doesn't turn out good.
Okay.
Hey. Congratulations to the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. My fraternity, my wonderful fraternity. I love those brothers. Listen, man, this is another Founders Day. I'm very glad. Over 100 years of service with the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, better known to many of you as the Q Dogs, better known to me as my brothers or the Bruhs. Peace to the Bruhs. Peace to the Bruhs. Hey, listen, we're going to head back to the lines as we talk about this issue of the environmental impacts in the community. Can we take baby steps with regard to, you know, these things that we find on the toxic bus tour? We want to invite you to go to another toxic bus tour next year, because I'm not going to do another one right now. That's, really, y'all, because that is a tiring thing, and I'm glad to be able to do it.
Uh-huh.
Glad to be able to do it. It is exhausting. But let me tell you, what we're able to do is actually support black businesses there in Progress Village. And we've done just that. We've done just that through Sierra Club. Thank you to all my friends there at Sierra Club, Tampa Bay Sierra Club, for being a part of this. I want to give a shout out to my manager, Tulio Mulattieri, who has been a protege of mine and a dear friend who is a part of Chispa. Chispa is a Latino organization that has done tremendous work in terms of outreach to the black and brown communities. And they have done tremendous, tremendous work. They partnered with us on this bus tour. We had Telemundo there. Shout out to Telemundo. Shout out to Maria Reverge. Let's see, Cristia. We want to shout out to Jose Javier Perez. We want to give a shout out to my main man, Gonzalo Valdez, my brother, who has helped me to develop programs like these over this time, over a 3-year time period. We've been able to develop programs like this that have been designed to reach out to our community to make sure that the frontline communities have resources and knowledge of what's going on. And that's very, very important. Very important. As you now see, you know, through our conversations, you see how important this is. So shout out to everybody out there. Thank you so much for being there for us this time around. So let's go to the phone lines. Then we got some folks on the phone lines.
Yeah, caller one, you're still on air.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. Now I was just gonna top it off with y'all doing excellent work, man. I love it. I learn something new every day. I'm a growing and intelligent human being trying to learn too every day. And I didn't know that Howard put out the Q Dog, but I'm glad to put that in my notebook. Because I used to ride by Howard, you know, on my business. I was in the military up there, so I used to ride by Howard and look at it, and I was planning, that was one of my goals to attend there, but I attended other USF and other schools. But what I want to say and leave it at this is that I got to give it off with the Rockets, and then I went into some political stuff, but this we buying all these gas operated vehicles and stuff, and they finna be phased out, man. Y'all mm-hmm. might as well get rid of that stuff and find something to do, people.
You can donate it to WMNF.
Because, I mean, I was going to do that, but at the time, you know, you could sell them for $400, $500. I just got that because we needed it and stuff like that with my little car. So there's a lot of maintenance and cost involved in this game. So for me, it was like a cost-effective move. And then to bring in solar is more cost-effective for everybody because they're killing us with the cost. Everything costs too much, man. So let the game begin, man. They already signed the bill 2022, phasing out. And I read this, I believe this with you, because I get like little pings every day on stuff like the stock market, different little things, the Bitcoin. They be after me hard with that. A lot of little stuff, but the main thing is I listen to what the pundits are saying, the ones with the money. They saying that the automobile places are going to be shutting down, man. They're going to be shutting down because they got to phase them cars out, and they got to bring in electric. And I've been looking every. I was asking myself, Honda got one? Yeah, Honda got one. Now, Benz has got one. All the car dealers making them, and they're unaffordable. So they're showing you that it's like a class movement right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we want it or not, I mean, I heard a lady come out, those electric, they can short blow, do whatever. I said, well, yeah, the gas will do this. The gas, well, I ain't not going to get into all that with you about how these people with power going to make their move, which they should have been made this move. They should have been made this move mm-hmm. With the train, you know, train moving people around here because there's too many people here. I looked at it, does man, where all these people come? Where they stay? They live in Florida now. I grew up here, man.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So yeah, you got to enact stuff that's just too much rage in it. Man, come on, man. You know, who want to hear all that? I'm listening to Parliament anyway. I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people moving to Florida because of the weather, maybe. But, yeah, this place is growing, definitely.
More so, Mobile, I'll leave it with you. Y'all deal with this. They move here for various reasons. Like I told you, they got the prisons here. They get the population. They get the vote to keep it mm-hmm. redhead. They get to control the culture more or less, you know, like here.
And of
it's
course.
A lot of reasons. Yeah, it's a lot of reasons. But the money come through here. It's a little slower place than New York, Cali, Chicago. So they come here running the scams. They come here running the gang. The scams, right. Bro.
Well, you know, DeSantis told the cops in New York they can come down here if they don't like being regulated in New York.
Yeah, bring it here, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you see what we're dealing with. Y'all know what we're dealing with here. So I'm just putting it on the table. That's what it is. It is what it is. And to my Latin people, that's all. Everybody in your blood, man. Y'all stop hating and grieving one another like we putting the clog in the wheel. We not doing nothing to this wheel, man. It's running over each and every one of us. Each and other family, man. Touching us hard with this, man. Y'all come back to reality, man. Drop back into the way it was in the 50s and 60s where we can deal and we can move something because Oliver North brought the drugs, so that tell you FBI, CIA did that, man. They put it in the community. They distorted the picture of who we is, what we stand for, and where we going. Now that we understand that, we need to be doing better with that. We need to use that back on them like they were saying, the snowfall. You're going to turn that back. We're going to build our houses. We're going to buy this property. We're going to get corporate. we're going to do the thing the right way, because that's what they've been doing all along. They've been stealing the money, doing what they want to do. Some of these people, I watch a plane, the show where they repossess the plane. Man, you won't believe the thievery these people do.
They steal
$1 million airplanes to hide them. And the people go get them. They say, I'm going to get that. The bank told me I can get it. I'm going to get it. It's very interesting to see the stuff they be stealing compared to they talk about they will shoot a person for stealing a pair of shorts. You know what I mean? You know, some electronic equipment.
Or Lynch, robbery. Just walking through.
There's a big disparity between us as peoples and human beings, man. And that needs to be identified and corrected swiftly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And y'all, hey, man, I bid y'all a great day, man. Y'all doing a beautiful job. And I'm just glad that you give me the opportunity, because I love what you're doing. I love who you are and stand for. Each and every one of you in the business. And even the people that call in. Because it takes some umption to do this, man. It takes some umption to want to see it. And I've been putting my hands in it for so long that I just had to get back, man. I'm telling you, I had to step back because it's coming so fast and I can see it. And the people you around don't believe you. They don't hear you. It's like Noah in the ark, you know?
No, they don't. You're right. They start drowning, boy. You don't want that. Start drowning. Hey, man, thank you, bro.
Hey, big kudos to y'all and happy anniversary on that.
Aru.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay,
yes, that is Diggable Planets.
A nickel bag.
Caller.
Caller number two, you're on air now.
Hello? Hey, good morning. Oh. This is Chris Steiner.
Hi,
good
Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? All right, man.
All right. Well, I'm calling about last week the different problems with with the CDC and opioids and off-label use of drugs that is allowed, but of course. The drug companies that produce those drugs aren't allowed to advertise them for those uses that are off-label. And the CDC does advertise. Here's an egregious example of the CDC doing it themselves, though. And they promote, as you've heard for over the years, last few years, off-label use of the different flu shots for pregnant women. And there are no studies for that, as attorney Aaron Seery found out. And folks might say you're anti-vax for asking for the research for these advertisements. But if pharma companies were to do that, then it would be illegal, because there are no studies, as the CDC has admitted after being sued by attorney Aaron Seery. But you don't see pharma companies objecting to that. And so the CDC does the dirty work for the filthy fascist pharma felons. And if you want to look at their record of, the various ones, go to Good Jobs First online and look at all the various fines that they've accrued over the year. The billions of dollars of fines for trying to advertise things for off-label use and paying off doctors for all sorts of different scandals.
Yeah, we see that all the time, man. That's some crazy stuff, man. The generic stuff that they come up with is insane. I'm not sure. I guess it is generic branding. Is that correct, Chris?
Well, that's different than say a drug that's put out for one use. It's research for one use, but say doctors will find that it's good for another use. A lot of doctors will say that. They do pay attention to their standard of care, medical journals, and the latest research, but they have, their own unique experiences where they've found something works, and then they do research. They're both practicing doctors, and they also do research papers. I'll give a good example is Dr. Peter McCullough on coronaviruses over the years. He's an epidemiologist. And he's calling for a halt to all the COVID shots. He's the most well-researched, he claims, and as far as I can find on that. And the inventor of the mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, I mentioned before, he says the same thing. And I think folks need to pay attention to them because they're being underreported, and a really good chance to meet up with them is coming up on the 20th here in Largo, where they're going to be there are nine doctors, like Dr. McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, and Ada. They just cut out one of them, so now there are nine of them total. And if folks want to check that out, just go to the link, the button at the top of my website. It's liberationstation.com. The 20th, and Abundant Life Ministries in Largo. And I won't mention the ticket price, but it's very reasonable. And I really am excited about going there to meet all these folks. I've had a chance to interview three of them. So on my show at thugliberationstation.com. So if you folks want to check that out, they have a lot of very hard hitting things to say. And you know, the point, another point is that
we can't let's not do that. As we got everybody, if you want to check it out, go to what's it called?
It's TheLiberationStation.com.
TheLiberationStation.com. Everybody, check it out. TheLiberationStation.com.
They don't get paid out life insurance, so that's a good reason to not want to sacrifice your life even at the expense of your job.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
And all right. Pharma companies have no liability. That's another thing under the PREP Act and the National Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. So,
right.
You know, there are so many stories of people being injured out there, and Senator Ron Johnson had a three-hour conference that wasn't even covered by the media, any major media, of all these injuries, and people have lost loved ones. So check out Senator Ron Johnson's conference just about 2 weeks ago. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thanks, John. All right. Peace, now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're gonna come back to the sounds of Diggable Planets and the rebirth of Slick.
We like the breeze, float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rock the light, you sway boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like... Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms, just sending chunky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool
like that. This is Truth Radio, 88.5 WMNF.
We beat a chocolate, taps on my raps. She innovates after sweet and cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them, they be crazy down with the five link. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Hip heard of it and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If we're lifted off the plastic, the babes will go spastic. Hip hop is a classic. Pimp play a shot, it don't matter. I'm fatter, axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Your feet, cause the clips be fat boss. Them thug the jams and commence to going off. She switched the beats and asked me cause she puppet. Me, I got crew, kids seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Brooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth of Slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stats and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plaits twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. Peace like that, I'm 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 peace.
you. Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Yes, the sounds of Diggable Planets. If that didn't take you back, I don't know what will.
I know, right?
Like Cleopatra Jones. Cool like that. Are you cool like that, Mobili?
I think I am.
Me too.
No.
You not cool like that?
Yeah, you are.
You're so modest.
We all cool like that.
We all cool like that here at the Fourth Estate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin, Tawanda McCray. What's going on? How things going, girl? Mike Randolph, thanks again for watching, being a part of this whole thing. We appreciate you. Chris Steiner, thank you for the information. Billy, thank you for your information today as well. We are within the norms.com. What is it called? Celebration.
I don't remember. I wasn't sorry.
Liberationstation.com. Liberationstation.com. Check it out. Check it out. I want to give a shout out to Brother Anthony Atkins. Brother Anthony Atkins, members of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Also a small businessman. And, you know, he's a good brother. He's always doing something to encourage other small businesses. He owns a business called Milestone Construction. And they do general contracting as well as roofing and things like that. But, you know, Anthony has done a tremendous job of going out there and doing things just, you know, from the heart. From the heart in the community. And he has done a tremendous job. Few people know the work that he's done. And I'm actually going to bring him on to the show so that he can discuss some of the biggest issues challenging black contractors and give some resolutions to those issues facing us when it comes down to doing business with different cities, counties, and so forth. And even private industry work, instead of not just public sector work, but private industry work as well. We need that. We need to know that. Okay. So, folks, for those of you who do not know, we were discussing the issue of what happens when you are environmentally impacted by the storms that are, you know, sooner or later going to come. And they are looking, we're expecting that it will, that the storms will actually breach coal ash pits or coal ash ponds that are being created and maintained by TECO, our electric company. And we're looking at how people have been devastated in many instances by the presence of the dust that comes from the phosphate operation there nearby. Very, very important information that we need to know. And so if you can want to call in, please do 813-239-9663. It's 813-239-9663. That's the Sunday Forum right here on WMNF at 8.5 Tampa. All right, now.
Okay, we have a caller.
There we go.
All right, caller, you're on air.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right, brother. How you doing?
Good. I'm on bring up a situation, and your show has so much different adverse for listeners, but your co-host, he spoke very favorably about the prison system that's here in Florida. And I don't know if you all are aware of the major gang killing that they had at Hardy Correction that's been all on the news. the last couple of weeks? Have you all seen it?
No, I haven't.
Well, two inmates stabbed each other to death at Hardy Correction.
Oh, yeah, I did see something about that.
Okay, nine inmates had to be air flighted out of here. And it's all gang related. And I've heard people say, one of the senators, that the staff is 6,000 short and that they don't have enough staff and they should start letting some of the inmates go. But bigger than that, Walt. And I'm asking that you realize that some people, in the words of James Brown, they would say they out there talking loud, saying nothing, personal gain.
Right.
But what is happening within these prison walls is these officers are making thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars off inmates with contraband that they're bringing in here. A pack of cigarettes that costs $1 on the street, costs $250 in here. A cell phone that costs $90 on the street, costs $1,000 in here. And these officers are causing this violence where they are trying to X other inmates out so they can make the money. If you look at these parking lots within these prisons, these officers don't make money. But they're pulling up in here in $150,000 automobiles. Well, this is Department of Corruption. This is not something that somebody has told me. I have lived this for 40 years. And I'm asking you to use your clout to get the word out that a federal investigation needs to be done and needs to be done properly, because they're jumping on inmates now. They're spraying them. They're beating them down like dogs. Well, you can't back a man up in a cone and he don't come out. The next thing they'll say is, oh, the inmates have turned violence against the officers.
Right.
But I know for a fact that at Hardy Correction, 25 inmates have been jumped on, gassed, beat down like dogs for no reason at all. Okay? Just because they are being retaliated with this gang violence that these officers are orchestrating. And, you know, the press tried to intervene and find out what was going on. The DOC didn't even release the documentation that there was anything going on till Mike Vassalillo from Capital News called. And then they lied to him and told him wasn't but one dead. There's two laying dead out there on the sidewalk. Well, this place and these prison systems need to be investigated. These officers are making millions of dollars off inmates. They're using black inmates against each other. And, you know, the next thing you'll hear is, well, you know, the inmates done got out of hand. They done got unruly now. But, Walt, you can't keep beating a man. Mm-mm. And if he a man, he don't respond back. Okay?
That's inevitable. That's going to happen. I'm so sad that's the case. Let me just say this real quick. To the brothers that are behind bars right now, keep your head up, okay? That's first thing. Second thing is, I am calling for that. I am suggesting that we need to have a thorough investigation of what's going on behind bars over there.
Sugarcoated investigation. You know, because so many of these people's family work at the inspector general's office. So their cousins are coming in here and investigating them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you remember years ago, wasn't many years ago, it was 7 years ago at Lowell Correction, a lady reported that she worked on a midnight shift and that she would be taken out and taken out to the captain's office, and she was made to perform oral sex on the captain. And then when she reported it, she got a letter out to a young girl that was being released. And then they called for investigation. The investigator that came in happened to be the the brother-in-law of the guy that was accused of causing this young lady to perform these acts. Well,
wow.
This is the Department of Corruption. And, you know, I want to say this. I know for a fact that some of the guys have reached out to Connie Burton. They have reached out to Yvette Lewis. Some of the guys, there's a young upcoming attorney in that town. I believe his name is Life Malcolm.
Yes.
They have reached out to him. But, you know, we don't have too many people that want to believe what is going on. But when you got dead bodies, okay, you can't ignore that, all right? And it's not only happening at Hardy Correction, it's happening throughout the whole prison system. And they are not documenting it. Anytime use of force is used, the cameras are supposed to be running. They don't turn the cameras on. And all of this money that's being made within this prison system, make no mistake about it. The people in Tallahassee know about it. And the wards know about it. This is a family of Ku Klux Klan that are running these prisons. And they are capitalizing on black folks. And black folks are dying in here. All right? And yeah. We need some help.
This is what I want to know. Because I get the letters from the brothers from behind the institution, okay? And I've been trying to figure out, you know, sometimes you got to be very careful about how you approach these types of things. But I've been trying to figure out how to do something about this. And I'm glad you're calling. I'm so glad you're calling.
Well, the way to go about this is to go straight to the federal government. We don't need no local people involved within this system because you can't get the fox to guard the hen house, and you can't get these people, cousins, to tell on their uncles and sisters. They need to do as Geraldo Rivera and them did years ago, send an investigative reporter in here as a prisoner. Nobody knows who he is. And the next thing you know, they had the story all out on 60 Minutes.
Right.
To the Florida Department of Corruption under Ron DeSantis. Has turned into a bloodbath all over the state. And just 40 miles from where you all are right now today, two killings about nothing, about a pack of cigarettes. You hear me?
Wow.
A pack of cigarettes. And these people don't care. And I appreciate anything that you can do because I just hate to see the young brothers just go at each other and other people capitalizing off of them and using them. And these young people are fearless. They don't care. They don't care. And these white people don't care to stop it because they are enjoying what's going on. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you very much.
All right. If you could hold on just for a moment. Really, is it possible to take down his number at all?
You can send it to us, dj@wmnf.org.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, did you hear that? You could send
information, dj@wmnf.org.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just want to say also, Walter, that the Miami Herald has been on this, and they have done some investigative reporting in their newspaper. You can see it online. All of these stories, the juvenile system investigation that's been going on, the mentally ill woman who gave birth in a Broward jail, you know, all of these stories are mapped out right there at the Miami Herald, and it doesn't look like they're mincing any words here. So check it out. There's a whole host. There's like 2 pages worth of investigations that are talked about. You know, the prison tallies during the COVID-19 deaths here in Florida facilities. The deaths are soaring. And that's back in 2020. So there's been a modicum. There's a lot of corruption going on, including the story of the Fight Club, the juvenile justice system. So go check it out.
Yeah, I heard about that. I actually read something about that. That's crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got another caller.
All right.
Caller, you're on air.
It's Clay from Land O'Lakes, Dolly, this morning.
Hi, all right, how are
what's going on, man? How you doing?
Listen, just to add to this conversation and tell you the desperation of people in Florida prison, there was a recent report that came out that there's 56,000 people on in jail in our prison system with life without parole. And Florida is the number one leader with almost over 13,000. They're on life without parole for having a third crime they committed, you know, like stealing a microwave oven or something like that.
Right.
You wouldn't put people in jail for the rest of their lives for it. But because they say that they had a record of criminal intent, their third crime, all that, three strikes and out stuff. But Florida did away with parole, and so have a number of other states. So there's these people that are, unfortunately, going to spend the rest of their lives in prison without an opportunity to get out. That makes a man desperate, I can assure you.
I'm sure.
Wow. Now, our prison system needs to be reformed. We have more people in prison than anybody else in the world. A quarter of the people that are imprisoned in the world are in prison in the United States of America.
A system that grew out of slavery, because anytime a person was enslaved, they had to go to the sheriff to buy his freedom.
Yep.
$1,000 a pop. That was way back then.
Yeah.
It is all related to slavery. It's the new Jim Crow. I mean, you know, we're using our prison system, but we really need to reform this in a way that gives people hope and where rehabilitation actually goes on in prison.
Well, we have to get to an old friend of ours, James Kilgore. We'll see if we can get James back on the show and see if we can get him to talk about that issue, and we can expound on it even more with him being involved in the process. So we're going to get in contact with him for another show, probably week after next.
We lost Clay.
Yeah.
We lost him on that one. Okay.
Oh, he's calling back.
There he is.
Cool.
Okay. Clay, you're on air.
Yeah, hold on. This is Mike.
Oh.
Hey, man, what's going on?
It's all good, brother. I really want to appreciate the program. And I heard the brother say that, people have reached out to me regarding this crisis of political prisoners. And when I say political prisoners, I mean every African who's in prison right now. The fact that one out of every eight people in a jail or prison in the world is an African in the U.S. is nothing other than a political question. Every African in prison, even if they don't know it, in jail or prison, even if they don't know it, is a political prisoner. And I just wanted to say that help is on the way. Some people might know that I've, recently been able to bring a tool to the African liberation movement in the form of a bar card. And we're going to use that tool in every way we can to free all political prisoners and prisoners of war.
In the form of what kind of card now?
The bar card.
Okay, got you. Okay, understood.
I got a... I'm a member of the Florida Bar. And, we're going to use that tool. I brought that tool home to us, to those of us who are members of the anti-colonial movement, those of us who are members of the African Liberation Movement, those of us who are members of the Free All Political Prisoners and All Prisoners of War Movement. So we have that tool. And so help is on the way. And I just wanted to make sure that the comrade who called in a bit ago and mentioned that they've reached out, that correspondence is not going unnoticed. It's a journey that we're taking together. So help is on the way, and our objective in this African liberation movement as a member of the African People's Socialist Party, the Black is Black Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, the mission is to free them all. Free every political prisoner and prisoner of war that the United States government has captured, that has in captivity, that the United States government has in captivity right now, no matter when they captured them, yesterday, decades ago. So I just wanted to say that to whoever might be listening.
Amen. Thank
you, really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say that. And I just want to encourage people who have some ideas about what the solution might be for our problems to just investigate the theory and the science of African internationalism put forth by the African People's Socialist Party and Chairman Amala Yesitela. Ain't no other way out of this stuff that we call in and complain about all the time than revolution and overturning the exploitation we live under in this colonial capital.
Lucidchart makes intelligent diagramming easy.
All right. Hey, man, thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
And one more thing. I want to say this. I know when a lot of times when I get off the phone, Mabee and other people will say stuff that kind of seems to attempt to negate what I just said. And I'm on the phone right now. If there's a struggle, if there's some contention, if there's some different idea about what I've said, I mean, let's say it now so I can respond to it and deal with it in a principled manner, because ain't no other way out than revolution. You want to talk about it's economic. This United States government, its whole economic basis is based on our enslavement, on our colonialism. So when I talk about freedom, that's an economic attack. So when you say it's about the economic, it's an economic attack. You say it's about voting. We need to vote for our own party, our own political party, which is the African People's Socialist Party. What other party do African people, do the African working class have other than the African People's Socialist Party? So, I mean, like, I appreciate, you know, ideas that come after I get off the phone, but I definitely want to be able to respond to those kinds of ideations when they emerge. So if there's something that needs to be said, as a response, I'd like to hang around for that, but if not, I'm cool.
Okay, yeah.
I really appreciate
I'll just say something. Life. We don't have any comments to make to you. And honestly, the back and forth that we do, it's exhausting. You know, we're just here. This is our platform where we discuss personal things, and you are doing something good right now, and I commend you for that. So that's all I have to say. Mobilia, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, brother, it's never about a negation. It's just a dialectic. You know, this is what a forum is. So, you know, don't be taking everything so personal. It's just about a dialectic, a conversation that goes on.
Yeah, brother, I mean, I don't know, when you say dialectic, you mean dialogue. But, you know, dialectic is, you know, the definition of dialectic is, you know, a contradiction, you know, one thing coming in, another thing going out. That's the definition of dialectic. But I never take anything personal. It's all political. You know, we're engaged in a political struggle, and so it's all political. And I'm just saying that, you know, when I hang up, I don't get an opportunity to respond to, commentary that comes after. And it's not just a, you know, okay, thank you, caller, and then the next caller is, you know, sometimes commentary to which I don't get to respond. And it's important because there are listeners who may be influenced by things that I say, things that you say, and I just want to make sure that we give our community the best opportunity to understand the dialectic that does exist when we talk about these political things in a non-personal way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all. Uhuru.
Amen. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. All right.
So, all right, caller. We have another caller.
Yeah, another one. Okay.
Caller. Caller, you're on air.
That's good.
Clay again. I'm sorry. My battery went dead. I had to put in a new one.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make the point that, you know, part of fixing this has to be that we replace our political leadership. We have to stop reelecting people like, pretty much all of our state legislature. certainly Ron DeSantis. We need to start looking at people that are looking to actually address these problems, and it's part of their platform. We need to really see people who want to fix this problem and get them into office. Just to make that point. Because you're not just going to be able to fix the prison system without fixing the leadership.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The hard work you guys do. Peace be upon you all. Stay healthy.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Peace be upon you, too. Appreciate it. This is the truth, man. What he just said is very true. We have got to do something different in terms of what we're doing, the voting systems and so forth. Again, that goes back to organization, right? What organizing tools do we have? Us. We are the organizing tools. We are the resource. I mean, nobody's going to do it for us but us, right?
Right.
So we've got to organize ourselves and put ourselves in positions of power and change the game, right? We got to get our knuckles a little bloody. That's great. Get scraped up, scratched up. But, you know, this is what happens, right? When we talk about liberation, when we talk about liberation, we're talking about stopping these companies from doing the things they do to us, right? That's not liberation when you can cut your lights on and every time you cut them on, you're paying for another kid to breathe in their bad air.
Right.
It's not liberation for you to have to struggle to pay your electric bill with a 14% increase to help pay for bad business practices while you're sick and losing your jobs, and that same energy company has just finished paying their CEO. $8 million as a salary package with a $1 million bonus.
Yeah, they say they can't pay their taxes,
but they'll shut off your electricity.
Right.
Does that sound right to anybody out there? Mm-mm. Can somebody justify that to me? But they can't change the solar because it's too expensive. Well, I wonder why. I'm just saying. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. And, you know, I think that what folks are saying is they're ready to hit the streets again. Watch out, energy companies. Watch out, Tico. Watch out, Mosaic.
Any capitalist concerned, they're the last ones that want change. And so they would do anything and say anything to lie about the opposition, to lie about the reality. You know, the reality is they are polluting and we can't breathe.
I like the way you put that one. That's real. Hey, folks, listen, we want to thank you for joining us for another edition of the Sunday Forum here on WMNF 88.5 Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete. We appreciate your support, continued support. Please join Brother Life Malcolm on the Life Malcolm Show every Tuesday at 6 o'clock on on Facebook. You know, it's very important that we check it out. You know, we've got to do better. We've got to do more to make certain that we are paying attention to the things that are happening to us and not happening to us blindly. You know, they put a blindfold over you when sometimes we used to put a blindfold over your eyes when they execute you.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going through an execution right now?
Seems like it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to allow that to happen?
Not to me, no.
Right. And I'm telling you right now, I don't have time to die.
Right.
I don't have time. So listen, folks, you know, fight for your health. Fight for your children's health. Fight for your community's health. Let's keep strong and fighting trim as best we can and keep pushing to live better, eat better, love better. And as usual, from my voice to the airwaves, to the hearts, to the minds of the people, we love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Here on the Sunday Forum, I'm going to go out with a song by Rick James called Fired Up.
This is Truth Radio, 88.5 WMNF.